Hi, boys. Kinda got a special one for you today. Katie Starling here with another nasty audio. Of course, this is a commission, but I kinda like this because I feel it's a little different. Imagine if I was a little 15-year-old red-headed goth girl who'd been abused and everything by her dad, helping him find little girls to fuck, everything, like the perfect daughter accomplice. And the cutest little redhead emo girl you'd ever seen, just like a little scene queen. And let's say she decides to get on the internet and tell everybody her little life story about all the nasty things her and Daddy have done together. All the things Daddy's made her do. All the things she's done with him. Exciting, isn't it? Could you just imagine now? Yes, I would be quite excited. How much of a little whore is our little red-headed goth girl gonna be, huh? How many dirty things did she do with Daddy? Let's find out. You know, I started fucking around my dad at a really young age. I'm just a cute little jailbait goth teen now, but Daddy's been coming into my room for years. And I know, even with my fucked up little brain, that if I wanted to, I could get my daddy locked away. But you know what? He always tells me how much of a good girl I am. How much leeway he really gives me as a little girl. And I want Daddy to know that I appreciate him. So I don't. I'm a good girl and I keep quiet about it. But Daddy told me there was a place where internet perverts would like to hear about what we've done. I just want to get it off my chest. You think you'll listen for a little bit? Let me tell you about all the nasty things me and Daddy have done together. He's forced me to suck him off when I was just a little girl. Barely turned 12 years old. Playing one of my favorite movies, Cinderella. He'd push my head into his lap. And he'd always wonder why I didn't fight back. And I'd tell him, because, Daddy, I don't need to. You know, I always thought it was normal for daddies to have their little girls suck them off. I didn't think there was anything wrong about it. Now that I know my daddy's just a pedophile that likes little jailbait daughter pussy. But I didn't know that back then. I was just barely 12 years old and my daddy first choked me on his cock. Oh, and he rammed my head down into his lap, made me open real wide, and he rammed his cock down my throat. And I almost felt alive. He guided my head up and down, using me as a little fuck rod. Using my ponytail until he unloaded into my fucking skull. You wanna know why I never told anybody? Because it kinda got me a little wet. It made me feel feelings I never felt before. Yes, lots of feelings I never felt before. Dirty, nasty things. And I really wasn't sure what it was I was feeling, but I knew it felt really good. That was the first time, and then on my 13th birthday, Daddy snuck into my room in the middle of the night. He grabbed me by the back of my head. And pushed my head down into the pillow. I screamed out. He quickly lifted up my little nightie and shoved his big, throbbing cock deep inside of my little 13-year-old pussy. I was still a virgin, but Daddy made sure to take that on my 13th birthday. It was at midnight, too, right as my birthday was starting. That was his favorite present to give me, was his cock. Every birthday, he usually would sneak into my room right at midnight and show it to me, but tonight he wanted more. He wanted my little 13-year-old cunt. My tiny jailbait body. And he took it from me. Yes, he took my innocence. And he slammed my head down into my favorite stuffy just so my cunt mother wouldn't hear me. At least that's what he always called her, was a fucking cunt. And she was. To be honest, she really was. She never gave it up. Maybe if she did, Daddy might not have stuck into my room so much. She should have known better. Oh, that night, Daddy fucked me so hard, I felt him all the way up in my stomach. His cock was so big, and I was so small, with my little 13-year-old cunt. Oh, was I tiny. Face stuffed into my fucking favorite stuffed animal, my sweet teddy bear I had ever since I was a baby. I was Daddy's sweet 13-year-old rape bait. His little fuck toy. His tiny little cum dumpster. And he loved me for it. He loved me being his little fucking cum dumpster. He could have whenever he wanted. And then one day, Mommy passed away less than 6 months after my 13th birthday. We were at the funeral, moved to a new neighborhood, so I had new friends. He moved me around a lot, just to make sure no one would find out that my daddy was a dirty pedophile. Of course, he knew I wouldn't tell, but he was always extra paranoid about it. My mother died, and that was it. We moved again, and at the funeral, I brought one of my favorite stuffed toys with me and said goodbye to Mommy. We were the only two that showed up because of how much of a fucking cunt she was, though. We asked the priest to give us a few minutes alone. At least my dad didn't. I knew what was coming. I knew there was a reason he wanted me alone with my mother's dead body. As soon as the priest had left the room, Daddy bent me over it, grabbed me by the back of my head, slamming me down into the coffin, lifting up my little black dress, fucking me from behind, taking a big handful of my pink dyed hair, my eyeliner running down my face. I was a little scene queen after all. Always wearing that thick, dark liner. Fucking over my mother's dead body. Yes, Daddy fucked me over Mommy's dead body. And I loved it because I wanted to show her how much of a fucking stupid cunt she was. He always wondered why I never told on him. He should have guessed that I enjoyed it. My pussy was always wet when Daddy took his little rape bait. And oh, did I seduce him and bait him into raping my little body every day. Every day I try to seduce my daddy. I loved seducing him. And about a month or two later, at my school, it started getting to a point where my panties were soaked every day from daddy fucking me every morning on the way to school. He would pull over at his favorite spot and just fucking ram me. Sometimes I'd even climb on top of him and fuck him while he was still driving. I loved fucking my daddy. I still do. I still fuck my daddy on a regular basis. 'Cause I'm a dirty little cum slut. And these truly are the confessions of a dirty teenage cum slut. I know you fucking pedophiles enjoy hearing about daddy giving it to me every which way from Sunday. Over my mom's dead body. At her funeral. At home. My 13th birthday. And the first time he forced me to suck his cock. How much more do you want to hear about, you dirty fucking pedophile? You do want to hear more, don't you? You're stroking it right now, thinking about how daddy used to fuck me. Let's see if I have more stories for you. Other than the fact of going to school every day, filled with daddy's special sauce. Filled with that special adult fuck sauce. Daddy's special jisms. Always felt so good up in my little teenage cunny. I loved feeling daddy's cum seep out of me throughout the day. And I'd see the other boys around look at me, but I was never interested. All I wanted with dad was daddy's cock. I always made daddy think I didn't want it, though. I wanted him to think that he was actually raping my little body. But really, I always wanted it. I'm sure you guessed that by now. Sure, all of you have guessed that by now. How bad I wanted and needed daddy's cock. And how bad I needed him to know, or at least think that I didn't want it. You know, the reason we actually moved to the other side of the country was just so daddy could fuck me in different sleazy motels. And they wouldn't even bat an eye in the big city, even with him with a little underage girl on his arm. They would never think that he was taking me in there just to fuck my little body. One time, Daddy even railed me in a McDonald's drive-thru. I don't think he ever felt any guilt. I know I didn't. Even after all this fun me and Daddy were having, he finally told me I wasn't enough. That he needed me to find other little fuck toys for him. Other little things full of jailbait. Those little jailbait sluts. All at school. I was looking for different girls. And then I finally realized why I was studying. I saw a couple girls talking to the boys. I could see their thongs hanging out as they sat across from me. Their backs to me as they're speaking about whatever boy they're planning to fuck next. And then I saw a little find whatever little girls would let a hebephile fucking rapist fuck them. Especially my very own daddy. I finally found one. You know, we both figured too. I mean, why wait until they become legal? They're already gonna be sucking in dick in the alleyway for cash. The girl I found specifically, her parents were drug addicts. And they didn't care what she would go do. They didn't care about her skipping class or anything. I invite her over to my house. I invite her over for a sleepover. And I told her that we're gonna have a really special time. I don't think she knew exactly what I meant yet. But God, I love turning these little girls into daddy's fuck sluts. It was the best thing in the world, becoming daddy's special accomplice. But that is how he became his special accomplice. I'd find different ones all the time. But this very first one, yes, she was barely 13 years old, just when Daddy first fucked me on my birthday, the same age. I brought her over for our special sleepover, and Daddy was ready to sneak into our room in the middle of the night. I come over and I held her down. Why, my hebephile rapist daddy towered over her, spread her legs wide for him, and he slid that throbbing daddy cock deep inside of her. Oh, and he fucking loved fucking this little jailbait slut, and I'd sit there and whisper in her ear how much of a worthless bitch she was. How this is all she's ever gonna be good for is getting fucked. We might even give her $5 if she's a good girl and doesn't scream. I know you need it. Your parents are drug addicts, after all. You gotta eat. We can give you food, even a place to stay, as long as you let daddy fuck you every day. She finally started to calm down. We never quite saw things my way, but that was just the first one. One day, me and Daddy were driving by the playground, and I asked him if he'd like any younger little jailbait whores. But he always told me he was into like those middle school, high school girls, the sweet little teenagers. They're cute, just developing little bodies. He absolutely loved them. They were just right for his taking. And just right for him, for me to bring them to him. You know, for a while there. Because, like I said, I always tried to make Daddy think I didn't want it. He would try to tell me that if the state took me away from him and put him in prison, if I ever actually did tell anybody, little did he know I never planned to anyways, that other rapists would find me and fuck my little body, ones that didn't appreciate underage cunt as much as my dad did. I knew that that wasn't the case, but I made him think that I thought it was, at least. I always made him think. I always tried to spin it just the way he liked it. Yes, I was manipulative little jailbait cunt. It got to a point finally, though, that Daddy started to realize how much I loved bringing little jailbait fucking sluts home. And I knew that if I didn't pretend that he was raping me, he wouldn't fuck me near as good. So I still tried to keep that farce up. But I loved bringing my dad home little emo scene girls from school, especially ones that I knew their parents wouldn't give a shit if they were out too late or maybe gone forever. Some girls me and dad had extra fun with, if you know what I mean. I loved bringing him little pieces of fuck meat to satiate his hunger for little pink teen fuck box. It was my favorite. Sometimes he'd fuck me and I'd tell them while he's fucking me how bad I want him to fuck them afterwards. Or sometimes we'd pretend like he was forcing me. And the looks on their faces was priceless. We'd pretend. We'd sit there and he'd tell them how if I didn't drink every drop of his cum, he'd be fucking them next. Oh, we had so much fun playing around with our sweet little sluts. I love being Daddy's favorite little girl. Being his little girl accomplice is the best thing ever. I just love to make Daddy happy after all. And what better way to make Daddy happy than to bring him home lots of little fuck sluts. Little jailbait whores just for his pleasure. Little pieces of fuck meat. Little pink twats. Oh, and I loved it when I got to watch him fill them up with all of his daddy cum. They act like they didn't like it, but I know they did. Well, at least I always liked it. I always loved watching Daddy fuck them. But finally, my 16th birthday was coming up, which meant I'll be legal where Daddy lives, where we live. And I want to get him something really special to celebrate. I was scouring the web, places like TikTok and other sites that girls my age seem to hang out on a lot. Oh, and I got really good at luring them for Dad. So good at luring those little jailbait sluts for my daddy. My heapophile rapist daddy. Oh, and did I fucking lure him more in. But I finally found that special thing. I finally was finding a special little girl. And as soon as I found her and showed her picture to Daddy, he grabbed me by the back of the head. I told him to come here and look, and he came up behind me and just grabbed me. Started finger fucking me really hard. Very, very fucking hard. And I started to struggle a little bit because this kind of hurt. But then I started to really fucking enjoy it. Because I couldn't deny that my daddy's big adult fingers can reach those sweet spots. The sweet spots of my little illegal cunt that nothing, not even my little girl fingers could reach. Only Daddy's fat adult fingers could reach there. And I was so happy to have him do that for me. But you want to hear about the little special thing I found? A little fuckable Russian girl. Yes, I met her in detention for threatening to cut some bitch at school that tried to bully her. And I made up a reason to get in detention as well, just to see if she had that special something that she needed. That special little bit of innocence, but without being too innocent. Knowing that we can bribe her, that we can make sure she doesn't tell on us. They have to have something very special. See, me and Daddy really like to grind them down, break them. So we tend to pick the especially feisty little girls. We want to make sure we break them so hard that they can't get pleasure from anyone else. And they always come back to me and Daddy. All our little sluts come back every time. Since she was only 13, she was most likely still a virgin. But I knew that would be, oh, it'd be so great to take her little virginity. I became her new best friend right away, so we could turn her into something special for us. One phrase my daddy was always specifically enjoyed, the one that he was very proud of. Take their minds and smash it like glass so he can grind that glass into dust under his heel, and then burn the dust back into glass so he can break them all over again. God, does he love breaking little sluts. That's always been daddy's favorite thing to do, and I love doing it with him. I finally get her home. And daddy is fucking ready. He is so ready to fuck this little slut on my 16th birthday. Daddy fucking grabs her. As soon as we walk in through the door, he just grabs her by the fucking hair, her long red head, sweet, pale Russian skin. Oh, does he grab her? Fucking whips her around, this little feisty bitch. And she looks at me, as I'm supposed to be her new best friend, and I tell her, I don't care about you. I'll tell everybody at school about this. If you don't keep it a secret. You're still a virgin, aren't you? Yeah, I knew you were. Well, are you ready to lose it to my daddy? Yes. Yes. No, I don't care. God, she's like a little screaming, crying fleshlight only for my daddy to use. Literally a fleshlight that cries. Yes, daddy. Fucking get your cock out. I take her by the shoulders as daddy has his hand wrapped around her hair. Well, his hair wrapped around his hand. I push her onto the ground with him down to her knees. And as her mascara and eyeliner smearing down her little face, I told her, this is what you get for dressing like a whore and coming to school every day. It's what you get for being such a bad girl. Me and Daddy, we're going to teach you how to be a good girl. But really, we don't give a shit. Because you want to know why I control what little girls Daddy gets to fuck. And right now, he gets to fuck you. And after that, Daddy fucked her all night. He gave it to her up the ass. He came in her at least 10 times. He came in me a couple times. There was even one point where he came in me, and I made her drink Daddy's cum out of my cunt. Yes, I love having power over my daddy. I am Daddy's special princess. And I'll always let him have power over me. And right now, I'm putting this little recording out. Because I know that you guys want me to fuck little sluts. I know you guys want me to help you fuck little sluts. Little jailbait whores. If you want to hear more stories about what me and my daddy like to do, maybe next time I'll go into more detail. I just had to get it out somewhere, and I knew putting it somewhere where a lot of pedophiles and hebephiles would listen to it would be perfect. Yes, I want to see how big of a load you blow to me explaining how my daddy's been raping me since I was a little girl, since I was barely 12 years old, how long daddy's been making me give him head, and how I became his perfect accomplice. This is a story on how I became Daddy's perfect little accomplice. The perfect little princess. Just for Daddy. In this story, I tell you how Daddy fucked me everywhere and about all the little whores I brought home for him. Maybe next time I'll share in detail each little story about each little slut that Daddy had me help him fuck. Well, boys, just so you know, I'm barely 17 now. So all of this has just been within the last few years. The story and how I became Daddy's perfect accomplice. Alright, guys, I hope you enjoy this one. I didn't really, the customer that wrote this out, I was having kind of a hard time on where to go with it, but I think I figured it out. Now, I did kind of follow the main points and did my best and probably turned it into a little bit of something of my own. I've always kind of wanted to do, a little fucking teenager getting online and recording her story and how she became Daddy's perfect fuck slut or whatever. I think it was just a lovely idea, and I hope you guys enjoy it. All right. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.